Sing it out.
Good morning, good morning. Please take your seats. The people gave him a wonderful welcome, some throwing their coats on the street, others spreading out rushes they'd cut in the field. Running ahead and following after, they were calling out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in God's name. Blessed the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." So, it's Palm Sunday. Now, I don't have palms, but I do have flags. Would anybody like to wave a flag for me? Oh, I've got a couple. I might need some grown-ups as well. Okay, so we are not in Jerusalem this morning, but we can welcome Jesus into our hearts, can't we? So let's stand up and sing praises. Pop quiz. Who knows what Hosanna actually means? Go on, Jan. It does mean save us now. So it wasn't like a praise. It was a shout of what they needed. And they thought they needed saving from the Romans, but actually we all know they needed saving from themselves, and they needed Jesus to come and take away their sins and do all those amazing things that he did the next week on the cross. And now we're going to sing a song with lots of hallelujahs in it. What's hallelujah mean? Yeah, hallelujah does mean praise the Lord. So let's praise the Lord in our last song.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Mercy Church, Palm Sunday Mercy Church. I wonder if we can find out what the theme is. Palm Sunday, obviously. So I thought I'd trick you there. Yes, it is Palm Sunday. So we will be doing lots of activities towards Palm Sunday this morning. So today I'll just give you a little tiny hint of what you're going to be making. And one of them is really messy. Even by my standards, it's messy. So I'm sorry about that. You're going to make a little donkey. Aw, isn't it cute? A little peg-leg donkey. And what else have we got? A Bible verse for your fridge. And, oh, this is interesting. Now then. It's got green jelly. This is a Palm Sunday. You get it? Oh, come on. Imagine it with cream on top. Tough crowd today, tough crowd. But this is the messy one. So beware of this table if you don't want to get messy. There are some gloves and things on there because you're doing your inks. You're going to do some salt drawing. Now, this has been done since, I can't remember when we came down, Kaz, was it Friday? Since Friday. So the salt is starting to crumble a little bit. But it is a salt drawing. So you're going to, oh dear, I'll sweep up later. You are going to learn how to do a salt drawing. That's supposed to be a fern. And this, the different colours are inks, printing inks. So you learn how to do that. So that's all I'm going to say for the time being. There is tea and coffee going on all morning. So I don't think we'll have a table later on, but just help yourselves to tea and coffee throughout the day. If all you want to do is sit and chat or pray with each other, that's absolutely fine. I just want you to do as much or as little as you want. We'll be about ish. How long, Pauline? Ish, an hour. It's usually Pauline. I'm saying, come on, Pauline. Out you come. Out you come. So let's pray before we go outside. Father God, we just thank you for messy churches and the way they touch people all around this nation. We just pray that we're creative this morning, not just with our hands, but with our minds. The Palm Sunday message is one that we all know. And like Rob said last week, we pray that something new will come out of this morning, that through the message of the word, through the songs or through the activities, that you will really shine through. And we pray this in your mighty name and for your sake. Amen. Amen. So, off you go. Right, I think the people who are still out there are cleaning up, so we've got a winner. I can't believe, did you do the Easter stack thing? I got about 11. The person who won, I think, I'm fairly sure they cheated in a church. That's shocking. Witnesses. I'm fairly sure they cheated, but it's a church, so what can we do? We've got to give her the prize. Now, we went out last night, didn't we, George and Pauline and a few other people. So we won as a team. We won a quiz. So George kindly said, I would have taken one and eaten them, to be fair. Very kindly said that the winner can have this prize. So Esther, you are the winner. And let me just tell you that all morning I've seen her go back. Am I still winning? Am I still winning? Yes, yeah, you're still winning. There you go. Enjoy. So, Palm Sunday, it's come round again. Come round quicker every year, doesn't it? It seems to me. So, I just thought, we know quite a bit, like Rob talked about Daniel last week and how it's such a, you know, we know it all really well, don't we? And Palm Sunday, we hear about that, well, at least once a year, which we do. So we know about the coats on the floor, about the colt that Jesus rode on, the atmosphere, the crowd shouting Hosanna. As I read it, I think, right, I need something new, a bit like Rob with Daniel last week. So I need to know that you're talking to me through this and through all the things that we're doing in there. So Jesus was adored that day by the crowd of people, and I tried to imagine what it might be like to be in the middle of it. Because sometimes crowds are quite scary, aren't they? And I would imagine the week after, it would have been quite a different atmosphere. But it got me thinking about what sort of a crowd I've been in. Now, I'm not a crowd person. I don't really enjoy big crowds. I can't stand being crushed. And the feeling that you want to get out, anxiety. I just can't deal with it. So I tried to remember when I was in a crowd and I thought, oh, this is okay. So I was about 9 and my family, well, my mum, family really, you couldn't be anything else at our house. She was a Sheffield Wednesdayite. Couldn't mention Bramalane, you know, no. She was a Wednesdayite. So when I was 9, you can go back and look on the internet what year this was. So, yeah, quite a long time ago. Sheffield Wednesday had been beaten in the FA Cup, right? But they still did a sort of a tour of Sheffield. So the fans could commiserate with them, you know, and say, oh, well done, but you were rubbish, but well done. So apparently Sheffield Wednesday were winning 2-0 and then they ended up losing 3-2, but hey. So my mum was a massive Sheffield Wednesdayite. So I was in the middle of this crowd of people that were all cheering. Now the palm leaves were scarves because everybody had the scarf. And the donkey was changed for an open top bus because they travelled on an open top bus so everybody could see them. So there was a fantastic atmosphere in the crowd. The anticipation was amazing because you wanted to see your favourite player. So the crowd, just like the crowd on Palm Sunday, adored the team that they'd gone to cheer on. So the thrill of seeing their favourite players was, you could see the joy on people's faces. Honestly, they loved looking at the team. So my mum, as I said, was a massive Sheffield Wednesdayite. She loved Don Megson. I don't know if anybody remembers that team that long ago. It was in the 1960s. She loved Don Megson, and my sister loved Jim McKelliog, and she thought, right, I'm in the crowd. He was a member at 10 days old. Now, I've heard that some people register their babies, don't they, now at hours old, but he was 10 days old. But at the time, he was the youngest member of Sheffield Wednesday Football Club. So the crowd loved them. It was good to be a part of a crowd that were all cheering. They were happy there to be there, letting the team know they'd still got their loyalty. Didn't matter that they'd lost the match, they just wanted to be there. But Jesus' adoring crowd on Palm Sunday changed the week after when the cries of Hosanna turned to cries of crucify him. So I wondered, as I was thinking about this, if Jesus recognised individual faces in the crowd. If he could pick people out. Now, my mum sat in the same seat. If somebody sat in her seat, you know, like at church, we can't sit in somebody's seat. Sat in the same seat on the same row every single week when Sheffield Wednesday were there playing. So she sat in this seat. So I'm fairly sure that some of the players knew her by name because she was there so often cheering. She used to get really involved, let's say. So I reckon some of the players would know her by name and they would easily have been able to pick out her face. So it makes sense that Jesus recognised at least some of the faces in the crowd. But Jesus, when he looks at you, he doesn't just see you, does he? He looks deeper than anyone ever could. So if I look at someone, I can tell straight away, like the kids at school, that they're in a bad mood. They might have come to school, had a bad morning. Whether you recognise the person and think, where do I know them from? If you see somebody that you haven't seen for a long time, think, I know you, but you're talking to me, but you know me, but I don't know where I know you from. But Jesus, that's not the case. Jesus knows us inside out, and I'm fairly sure that Jesus knew who was going to be in that crowd that day. Jesus knows how many hairs we have on our head. In Matthew, it says that Jesus told his disciples, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So if Jesus knew the number of hairs on everybody's head, why would he not know us and know what's on our hearts? In 1 Samuel 16, it says, for the Lord sees not as man sees, message version, because I quite like it, because it seems like, it's really down to earth. God judges persons differently than humans do. Men and women look at the face. God looks into the heart. So I wonder, the week after, would he have been able to see the shame in my eyes, knowing that he was to die, obviously with hindsight, knowing that he was to die for my sins? Because Jesus knew what was to come. Would he have been able to pick me out? Now, this morning, this is just random, this. I bought some flowers for church, right? So in the flowers, they're all, not sure what they are, sort of daffodils, aren't they? But they're all orangey coloured, if you can see. This honestly seriously happened. I didn't put this in. There was one random daffodil. I want to be that daffodil. I want to stand in that crowd, but not jeer. I want to cheer Jesus on. I want to be the one that stands out. That stands out in the crowd and stands up for Jesus and what he did for you. You, 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 everybody, me included. Jesus deserved every bit of adoration on Palm Sunday. He deserves our adoration still, every single day. So Palm Sunday is the beginning of Holy Week, but it certainly is not the end. So you're going to get a handout. Janet's going to put me a song on. Now, it's a song I chose really for Thursday, for the Maundy Thursday reflection. But I just thought it's amazing this morning to think we're at Palm Sunday. Friday's good, but Sunday's coming. Don't lose hope, because Sunday's coming. Shall we just pray? Jesus, we can't thank you enough for the sacrifice you made. When we remember what you did for us and when we celebrate the resurrection later this week, let us always remember that we have new life because of you. Friday is good because Sunday is coming. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much for coming this morning. Hope that you might have learnt something different this morning, or you've seen something different in the Palm Sunday message. But I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for supporting Messy Church. I always enjoy it. It's stressful, but on the morning I love it. So it's lovely to see all the people getting involved in activities. So thank you. Shall we just share the grace together? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Thank you.